How do you know how fit you are? How do you know how strong you are? How do you know if you are pressure proof? So we have a new garage, and last night 100 kilometre hour winds, and we didn't know if our garage would survive. We got a warning on our phone, secure everything, we're going to have gale force winds. That happens out here in the country in the South Island of New Zealand. I bloody love it. But with new things, we don't know if they're windproof, we don't know if they're weatherproof until we get the weather. So it was kind of exciting to wake up this morning and find out, did our new garage survive the really strong winds? And yes, it blew literally a gale. And the suggestion has been that the winds were over 140 kilometres an hour. And yes, the roof is still on the garage and the garage is still in one piece. Yay. And what a great analogy for life. How would we know how strong we are until we have to lift something heavy? How would we know how fit we are until we have to get puffed? How would we know how resilient we are until we're put under pressure? And it's my favourite thing. It's one of the reasons why I love diamonds. And everyone thinks, oh, Rowie loves jewellery. But I love the concept of a diamond because it was created under pressure. The only reason that a diamond is beautiful, the only reason that it's resilient, the only reason that it's so strong is because it's put under an enormous amount of pressure to be created. And it's a question that I always ask myself every day. Rowie, under pressure, who are you? It's easy to be happy and positive and have a great life when everything's going great. But when it's cold, when you're hungry, when you're tired, when you're stressed, if you're broke, all the things that make most people angry, that make people break under pressure, crack under pressure, get angry under pressure, we don't know if we're any good at any of those things unless we're put under pressure. So that's my very personal question. If you are a parent, a teacher, a coach, a boss, or a leader, it's been suggested that being able to handle pressure, being calm under pressure, being a solution finder when there is pressure, problems, challenges, that's why CEOs of big companies get paid a lot of money. It's also the reason why they get fired if they're not very good at handling pressure. So what do you do every day to make sure that you can handle the tough times? And of course, being physically fit and being physically strong are two great ways to get your head mentally tough. If you're constantly overloading your muscles to the point where they can't do any more, I'm under pressure, and that's the only way we get strong, of course. If you want to get fit, you've got to put your heart and lungs under pressure, and the more pressure you put them under, the fitter you get. So I love being fit and I love being strong physically because it tests me mentally, which means when challenges come along, and the world throws crap at us, doesn't it? Every single day there's going to be someone in the world who's going to either try and pull you down, criticize you, knock you over. This tough stuff happens. People get sick. People lose money. Horrible things happen in the world. But how do we know that we can handle them if on a day-to-day basis life is just easy, 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 easy? It's one of the reasons why we've chosen to live out in such a... this is tough countryside. Just ask the local farmers. At the moment, we're under drought, and then we've had really big wind. Interestingly, last night we had a drop of rain, and that drop of rain also was snow on the mountains, which means it was cold overnight. And I love all of it because it puts me under pressure. Strong wind, cold, frost, extreme heat, this big wind that tried to blow everything away. One of the things that was very expensive to build a house out here was wind engineering. We had to get an expert in to make sure that everything we were doing was going to be windproof so that when the wind blows at 150 kilometres an hour, the house doesn't blow away. And thank you, wind engineer. The house was put under pressure and it's still here. Thank you, garage engineer, because under pressure, the garage is still here. I want to be a tough, strong person that can handle pressure. I want to be a solution finder. I want to be positive. I want to be able to handle challenges. What about you? Interestingly, again, if you are a parent, a teacher, coach, boss, leader, you have no choice. Do we really have an option? If times are tough, if things are going bad, if we've got problems, if there's challenges, surely as any of those in any of those leadership roles, you have to be able to handle pressure. So put yourself under pressure. Enjoy the process. I love it. I love getting puffed. I love lifting heavy. I love living in an extreme environment. I love having a cold shower. I love skipping a few meals to see if my body can handle it. I love being under pressure. So here's my last personal question. Who are you under pressure? When you're cold, when you're hungry, when you're tired, when you're broke, when your clothes don't fit, when life is throwing crap at you, do you handle it? Do you handle it with a smile on your face? Do you handle it with a solution-finding brain? And of course, the only way to do that is to have a brain that's healthy, fit, and strong. And the only way to get a healthy, fit, strong brain is to have a healthy, fit, strong body. So live your life to the max as a healthy, fit, strong person. Super duper doo, how are you? Living my life to the max because I'm healthy, fit, and strong. Woohoo!